Kuf Yud Zayin. Betzilas Arvis, you start saying it the Ma'ariv of the 60th day after the Tkufas Tishrei. Kosov v'chayyodom. Kosov v'chayyodom shema prichodosh. The b'diavad and mispalil. If he daven Ma'ariv that first night, December 4th, 5th, or whatever, this doesn't apply to Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's certainly Ma'ariv, because it's the date, Zayin Cheshvan. But here it's 60 days after the Tkufa. So I told you yesterday, there's a Rav Yoshita that you count it in terms of 24-hour periods after the Tkufa falls. You're always safe if you daven Ma'ariv. I think the earliest the Tkufa falls is 3 hours into the night. So if you daven Ma'ariv the first 3 hours of night, you could always rely on the Chayyodom, the B'dievet. If you forgot the Saint Talamotor, you're okay. He says, Kivan Dein Tkufas Tishrei no Feles, Ella, 3 hours into the day, or 9 hours, 3 or 9 hours into the day, or night. Loilam, you never have to daven over the first Ma'ariv, because it's never, according to the Rav Yoh, it's never 60 days yet. And if it's the day, you don't have to daven Shachris over again if you make sure to daven within the first 3 hours of the day. Or if it falls out of 9 hours, then even by Mincha, you don't have to chazer over if you daven Mincha before 9 hours into the day. There's only four possible points in time when the Tkufa could take place. 3, 6, 3, 9, 3, 9. 3 hours into the night, 9 hours into the night, 3 hours into the day, 9 hours into the day. So according to the Chayyodom, yeah. Now, then the Primogodim brings on the Prichodesh because of all of any day, I'm listening to all of us there. Kien halacha kavi ezri b'zeh. We don't pass like davi ezri. Should we rely on davi ezri, l'gabi b'dievet, not davening over? You're not so sure. Al-kapona b'chuyiv l'his palel, Umasne. He must daven over at least with a tenai that if he's not mechuyev to it's tefilas nadava. In other words, when you have the preponderance of poskim that really say you do have to daven over, but like a choshev, a significant rishon that says not to, so that's what we end up telling you to do, daven over with a condition. But say the machzik brocha pasuk ehedid lo parke prichodosh. The Chachayim doesn't pass like the Brichodesh. The Groh doesn't say like that. Well, I don't know. Al Kaponim, certainly you should daven over with the condition, let it be in the Dovah, if the Rav Yoh's right. Okay, next Bir Halacha. Until Mincha, you say the same Talamotar until and including Mincha of Erev Pesach. Now, here's a weird case. In fact, it's so weird, I'm not going to learn it. So now we go on to Sif Beis. And Sif Beis is that Yechidim that need Motor in the summer. So they say it in Shema Tefillah. Even Ir Gedola Keninve, or even an Eretz. That's the Mechaber, does not pass like the Rosh. Even an Eretz that needs rain, they say it in Shema Tefillah. They don't say the same Talamotar in the summer months. Umiyu, however, the Mechaber says, if you have such a case that the whole country needs rain in the summer months, and the Yochid by mistake said the same Talumotar, now look at the Mechaber, very interesting. The Mechaber says he should daven again b'toras nadova. The Ramah throws in the words imrotze. You have that? Imrotze, if he wants to. Avo, that's again the Ramah, ain't a mechuyev lachzar klal. He doesn't have to at all. So what's this all about? So this is what this is all about. The Rosh, as you remember, said that if the whole country needs rain, then we just look at they need rain and you're going to say the same Talamata. We don't care about Bavel or it's Israel. You follow what the country needs. Then the Rosh says, but nobody wants to listen to me, which I do, so I give up. I give up, leave me alone, do what you want. There shouldn't be machlaikas, he says. the Maria Vuov of Tzvas, who lived in the time of the Beis Yosef. The shul name, the Abuov shul, is where you go for the Sikin in Tzvas. You go to the Abuov shul. Nechemi was just there, Nebuch, with Kesher, for Tzvas, for Shabbos, Mosa Nefesh, Nebuch, yeah. Got a free weekend in Tzvas with Kesher, with his wife and kids, Nebuch, no. Mosa Nefesh, for Torah. So he knew to go to the Abuov shul, Maria Abuov shul, to daven for Sikin. So the Maria, that's where we used to go. I used to go with Eishat Torah in the summer on the trip. So Tzfas, we were in Tzfas station, we were based in Tzfas, so we got to know the Abuov shul. Anyway, so the Maria Abuov says that the Rosh, that if you by mistake said the St. Talamotar in the summer in a country that needs rain, so even though, so the Rosh, there's no agudas agudas, like we're talking about B'dievet, you said it. So you don't have to say Shmon Esri over again. A country that needs rain, you don't have to say Shmon Esri over again if you said the St. Talamotar in the summer. That's what the Maria Abuov said. Because there's no, the Russia's reasoning for giving in doesn't apply. There's no agudas agudas, it's B'dievet. You didn't do it l'chatchila. The Beis Yosef, who lived in the time of the Maria Abuov, also in Tzvas, he says, what are you talking about? We don't paskin like the Rosh. You would be right if we paskin like the Rosh. So the Rosh only gave in because of Agudas Agudas, so now it's not Agudas Agudas, it's B'dievet. But we don't paskin like the Rosh, says the Beis Yosef. So really, you do have to say Shmon Esri over again. Then the Beis Yosef says, this is in the Torah, the Beis Yosef, but you know, I don't want to argue with Maria Abuov. Maria Abuov was very, like, big man. He was like the head guy. So he said, I don't want to argue with Maria Abuov. I'm not Roy to argue with him. But so at least what we'll compromise and I'll say is that he should make it tonight when he does. But really, I hold he has to daven over. We don't pass him like the Rosh. Maria Abuov says, but yeah, but you could. No, we don't pass him like the Rosh. But at least he should make it tonight. The Darkei Moshe, who wrote a parish on the tour, the Ramah, so he says, no, we why shouldn't we pass him like the Rosh? The Rosh holds like that, the Rambam holds like that, and the Rosh is Kedai to be Saimachan, be the Eved, you can rely on the Rosh. So that's that development of the halacha. That leads to what you see in front of you here in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber says you should daven over again b'toras nedava, because the Mechaber really holds that you should daven over again, period. It's just the Maria Abuov said no, so he says, okay, do it with a tenai of nedava. The Ramah, who wrote the Darkei Moshe, he holds that b'dievet we paskin like the Rosh. So if the devil we pass like the Rosh, you do not have to say Shmon Esri over again. So that's why he throws in a nirtza. If you want to, you can daven over again and make a tanai. But you should know, you really don't have to. Because you could certainly rely on the Rosh for a b'dievet scenario. So that's the pshat in this little...
So the Tor passing like the Rosh?
The Tor himself, I don't even know. I know the Beis Yosef brings down the Maria Abuov and argues with Maria Abuov, and the deal is whether we can rely on the Rosh in the Eved situation. So I guess the Torah doesn't pass on like the Rosh. I don't know.
He doesn't.
You see, the Mechaber doesn't pass on like the Rosh.
I understand, but the Torah doesn't.
I don't know. I don't want to say.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Okay.
Want to look it up? Why don't you look it up? Get a tour. Tour or a Chaim Sap. Kuf Yud Zayin, yeah.
When the Rav says summer, he's talking about between Pesach and Sukkot. Not,
yeah.
Between
Pesach and Sukkot.
Not South African summer.
No, that's a deal in itself. The Southern Hemisphere is even more than one country. Not one country is crazy and needs rain. In the summer, in the Southern Hemisphere, that's winter and that's summer. Like that's
the Rav said.
Yeah, and even so, and even so, they. We'll get to that in a second. I'm saying, but that's even that's more extreme, Ishkaya. That's more extreme than one country, even. One country, it's still summer, winter. The southern hemisphere, the question is, the summer, winter's upside down. Or they think it's right side up. He ignores the rush. He just says, "Vanon basar b'nei bobo gerinan." We follow the rush. We follow bobo. That's the whole thing. Oh, then he brings down the rush. Why? It doesn't make any sense. The rush says. He just brings down the rush's tamea. That's it. That's the whole thing. He says not like the rush. Then he just brings down the rush's tamea. Okay. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches. Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a very nice question. He says, what are you telling an individual or a country or an ezor that needs rain in the summer should say the same talamot de lebrach and shemei atfilah? He says, why is it worse than parnasa? If a person needs parnasa, so where could he ask for parnasa? It's true, he could ask for Mishma Kolenu is the all-purpose edition. But if you want to add Mishmon Esrei specifically, so it's in this bracha Baruch Aleinu. The bracha for rain is the bracha for parnasa, right? So Mishnah Berurah is bothered by the Rishonim asking. So why can't he say the same Talmud Motor in Birchas Hashanim in the bracha? Why is it worse than a private plea? Because you need rain, so you're asking for you can ask for parnasa. You can say, send me customers, but you can't say send me rain. They're not logical. That's the bracha where you can add a bakasha for parnasa. So why can't you add a parnasa for rain? Like why do you have to wait for Shema Atfila for that?
Why does the farmer lose it?
Yeah, like what? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's Rishonim asked this question in Gemara Tainus. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down their answer. Sifkot Mches. Because rain is damaging in the summer. So when Chazal established it, so rain is taka worse because it's damaging. Inami, I'm sorry. Avomotor yeshbo hezek l'shorai rotzos. You may need rain, but for the other fella, it's mousy. There's another teretz. I thought the Mishnah Berurah brought it down. I guess he doesn't. That there's a difference between mosif and between mishane. That's all. If you're asking for parnosa, you're being mosif in the bracha, and that's legitimate. If you say the same talamot, or you're mishane mimadbeya shetovu chachamim, because they instituted not to say the same talamot. So it's taka worse. It's taka worse. That's all. That's the second teretz. Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the second teretz. B'shamei atfila.
Does that mean you could say, like, save my crops?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, like we talked about Friday night, you could always say anything, you know, but you don't tell the Mishnah how to do it. So if it's not a nace that your crops would be saved without rain, you could say, save my crop. You know, I don't know. If it's a nace, unless it's rain, then I don't know. And you really can't. You can ask for it in Shemei Atfila, but you can't be Meshanim Imadbeya Shetobu Chachamim. That's the second teretz. The first teretz is you can't ask for something that's detrimental to the country next to yours. Okay, B'Shemei Atfila, V'nira D'Lefi Zer Koshkin
Sheshu. Why is it different than Shemei Atfila?
Because you're Mishan, because they very specifically said, don't say the same Talamot, or say the same Bracha. So if you talk about your Parnosa, you're adding to the Bracha. That's legitimate. But if you say this, if you ask for rain, you're colliding head on with Chazal. And that's taka worse. You know, the premise of
the second answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
According to the first answer,
it's Mazik. In the summer, it's Mazik.
Why can you ever ask for it?
What?
It's not mazik in the right time.
No.
Can you ask for it?
Yeah.
Even though it's been mazik.
You're right. you're right. The first teretz has an element of the second teretz, is that it's inappropriate to put in the bracha of, you know, didn't the all-purpose bracha, so you're like, whatever you want, whatever you need. But in the bracha for rain, or for Baruch Aleinu Hashana Hazos, you shouldn't ask for something unnatural. It's unnatural. Right? So maybe, Punk, you're in a country where right now it would be beneficial, but it's still unnatural. So it's always, you know, an element of the second teretz that it's worse if this is the bracha, but there's a different emphasis. Sifkotin test b'shamei tefila v'nirdal v'izet koshken sheitan ulishol motor b'shamei tefila. In other words, we're talking about the summer. Koshkein in the winter after Sukkot, but before 60 days. Koshkein, you could say the same Talamotar in Shemaya Tefillah. In Shemaya Tefillah. Koshkein. I mean, yeah, why not? I mean, even B'tkufas Tammuz, when it's a Siman Klola, normally you could ask for it in Shemaya Tefillah. Okay. Because of Ataz, how is it Tzibur Mutal Espal B'Shemaya Tefillah, Hainuk Shem Espal L'Belachash? But in the Chazaras Hashatz, he shouldn't say the same Talamot and Shemaya Tefillah. The truth is, when we need rain, I don't know. I mean, they could say that whole nusach we have in the Siddur. But actually, within that nusach, it says the same Talamot. So he's saying the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't. But uminageinu hayom, that the Shliach Tzibur does in Shemaya Tefillah, which is what we do. I mean, we don't do it at a time when it's not allowed. But that's what you would say. If a place needed a nusach for Shemaya Tefillah, right, I would give them this nusach. This is the nusach that somebody that was made up. But the Mishnah Berurah here says that we do, even the Shliach Tzibur says it.
If someone went to Chutzar, they should say the name. If someone went to Chutzar, it's between Zayin Cheshvan and December 4th, they should say the name.
No.
What's the
news up there? A name is when you have a special needs for rain. So I'm just saying, those that don't want to say the same Talmud Motar, even in Shemaya Tefillah, so they could say a name.
Meaning, in the arutzos
that need rain. Yeah. But someone saying,
if that's
the din. Okay, let's see the Bir Halacha. Oh, he brings down the whole bit, Shaysa for the Rosh that I told you about. Hatzrichin Motor. Look at the Bir Halacha, Hatzrichin Motor. What does it mean it needs rain? What do you mean it needs rain? Mashma Ketzas Meloshim there. The Davka Kshenetzer HaMotor, that there's a drought. Drought conditions have been declared. Avo Belavachi, Machzirin also, you say the Shemone Esri over, Avo Bishageshim Mokam Ahu, ain't no Simen Klola. No, no, it's beneficial. It's not a Simen Klola. But you don't need it. You don't need it. You can only say it if your mamish needed, if there's a drought. Says Moshel, in Poland we need rain between Pesach and Shavuos. Nothing we didn't speak out already, really. Okay. Siv Gimel. Oh, just to speak out, when you travel, so the Chazon Ish says you always daven according to the place you're in. Or he's quoted as saying that. L'maisa, we say like this. The Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz. The basic halacha, what we're told nowadays, is just to take the chicken's way out. And just always say it in Shema Tefillah. Whether you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz or a Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, say it in Shema Tefillah. That's where you're safe. Now, however, everybody's modeled that if the Ben Eretz Yisrael started saying it in Eretz Yisrael and then goes to Chutz Laretz, and it's Daito Lachzor, of course, we're talking, you meet all the conditions, so then he should continue saying it in Chutz Laretz. He should not stop and start again. If he started in Eretz Yisrael, he should continue saying the same Talmud Mosar.
He should avoid being the Chazon.
Yeah. I don't know if he has to avoid being the Chazon, come to think of it.
But if he is the Chazon, he's a Dam like they do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And if you go to Australia?
No. The southern hemisphere we had already.
Yeah.
In their winter, certainly they should ask for. In their winter, they should certainly ask for Shema Tefillah. Between Pesach and Sukkot, they should certainly ask for Shema Tefillah. They certainly have a reason to ask for. That's when they need rain.
They could also have a shorter winter.
What?
If they have a shorter winter, they don't have to say it from Pesach to Sukkot, right? They can say it whenever they determine.
Yeah.
But if you go there, you don't have to say it.
If you go
to Australia during the summer, during between Pesach and Sukkot,
you could have it like your place. Okay. So Siv Gimel. Im Shal Motte Bimoisa Chamo Machzirin also. That's what we just had. Not if they need rain, though. The Bir Halacha says, what do you mean, Mshal Motor? It's Mashma, he said Mashva Ruach. No, he didn't say Mashva Ruach. Moria Gashem. He davened regular, like a Chutz Laretz person. Okay, so Shal Motim with Ram Machzirin also. Siv Dalit, Imlo Shal Motim with Moisakashom, Machzirin also. Aval Bishashal Tal, Aval Imshal Motim with Tal, and Machzirin also. And it's not like Haskorah we had. Haskorah, you can get away with just Tal. But for She'elah, you have to ask. So you don't get away with just Tal. So really, the basic thing is they have to have the Shemoneh Esrei over again, but then we have the Eitz of Shemei Atfila. That's a Siv Hey, Im Loisha al Mot of Israel Khadim Shmea Tfila. Ain Machzir and I say, Bishayo Bishmea Tfila. What?
The brackets.
The Mahilu Tainus is a former on Enu, Yoma Shayla Khadim on Enu. Right, in Shmea Tfila, before he starts on Enu. The Yemloi Niskar until after Shema Tefillah, he goes back to Birchas Hashanim. He doesn't go back to Shema Kolein. He goes back to Birchas Hashanim or Rosh HaTefillah if he was like a Raglav already. But the Yemniskar, Achar Shechosam Shema Tefillah, Koydim Shizkul Ritzei, Nira Shaim of the Saint Talmud Motor, Vachaka Chaymer Ritzei. That's.
Any bakashat you're adding in Shemaya Tefillah, the Tanis, you should do before you say a name. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess so. It would be universally true. Well, okay, we'll stop here. What? What?